在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
So Keiko, now you lived in the States, and they have a different system of collecting trash. Can you explain the difference of collecting trash in America and collecting trash in Japan?
Okay, my personal experience, in the States, you just put everything in one place.
Right.
Whereas in Japan, you have to divide in five different places.
Right.
But we're actually, where I live in Kawasaki, it's actually quite easy. So I only have to divide into two garbage. One burnable, the other one non-burnable. That's
right.
It. But in the States, you just put everything together.
Right. It's really weird because when I go home and I have trash, I feel...guilty. There's two things that I feel strange about. One is in Japan, I take off my shoes. And when I go home to America, I feel strange walking in the house with my shoes on. And the other is trash. When I go to throw away trash, I just am throwing it away and I don't have to put it in the right bin. And it always feels a little strange.
But that means somebody's, at the end, somebody's doing all the dividing work in the States, right?
Unfortunately, I don't know. I think maybe some communities, but maybe a lot, they just bury it. I think in the States, because we have a lot more land, we just bury a lot of the trash. We don't burn
it. Oh, right.
Like you do in Japan.
Yep.
So. But you're saying that in Japan, it's different from region to region, how you separate trash.
Mm-hmm. I think Tokyo is really strict. Whereas Kanagawa is a little bit easy. And I don't know why, but I have to be even more careful when I'm at work. So even when I'm busy, you know, I eat my lunch, you know, I take out my lunch garbage and I have to put, you know, chopstick here, plastic box here and plastic bag here. And yeah, it's quite a work.
I hear you. Okay. Thanks a lot, Keiko.
Sure.